The new movie, The End of the Tour, is adapted from a series of interviews between the novelist David Foster Wallace and a Rolling Stone reporter after the publication of Wallace's 1996 novel Infinite Jest, the book that made him a literary celebrity. 12 years later, Wallace killed himself. Our film critic David Edelstein has a review of The End of the Tour.
The Tour in The End of the Tour is based on David Foster Wallace's 1996 multi-city book promotion for his epic novel Infinite Jest, and its end is the Midwest, where Wallace, played by Jason Segel, is accompanied by Rolling Stone magazine writer David Lipsky, played by Jesse Eisenberg, who's writing a profile of him. The actual profile was never finished, but after Wallace's 2008 suicide, Lipsky transcribed his interviews and published a book with the Wallace-like title, Although, of Course, You End Up Becoming Yourself. I don't think the book is especially revelatory. Wallace is extremely self-conscious, and many of Lipsky's questions center on what it feels like to be a hot writer, instead of the peculiar scramble of Wallace's book, Infinite Jest. But it's good enough to be the basis for a very good movie. The End of the Tour is essentially a two-character piece, a sort of My Dinner with Andre on the road, that evokes the fuzziness of Wallace's emotional life and his discomfort with being interviewed. Jason Segel, with long, messy hair and the trademark Wallace bandana, makes Wallace's self-consciousness expressive, even eloquent. Much of his writing centers on how people struggle to present themselves. And in a diner opposite Lipsky, Wallace raises the whole meta question of what is an interview.
You know what I would love to do, man? I would love to do a profile on one of you guys who's doing a profile on me.
Mm. That is interesting.
Or is that too pomo and cute? I don't know.
Maybe for Rolling Stone, but
it would be interesting, though.
You think?
I'm sorry, man.
What's wrong?
It's just you're going to go back to New York and, like, sit at your desk and shape this thing however you want. And that, I mean, to me, it's just extremely disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
Because I think I would like to shape the impression of me that's coming across. Yeah.
I
don't even know if I like you yet. So nervous about whether you like me.
There it is. Wallace studies Lipsky studying Wallace, while Lipsky labors to find his story. Does all this sound too pointy-headed? The End of the Tour doesn't play that way. Screenwriter Donald Margulies is an accomplished playwright, and he's alert to every subtle, awkward negotiation for power. The director, James Ponsoldt, keeps the action loosely framed. These guys are pretending to hang out, but there's no dead air. Everything is fraught. Wallace tells Lipsky he doesn't want to be seen as the kind of person who'd want to be in Rolling Stone. He's afraid of celebrity, of becoming a cog in a culture that in Infinite Jest he likens to a drug. But he also says he wants it to be easier to go home with women after his book readings. He wants it, and he doesn't. He's self-deprecating as a way of hiding his competitiveness. Jesse Eisenberg, by contrast, puts Lipsky's competitiveness on the surface. When he interviewed Wallace, Lipsky had just published a novel to resounding silence, and Eisenberg shows him oscillating between jealousy of Wallace's sudden fame and a desire to live vicariously through it. Their contest comes to a head when they meet up at the Mall of America in suburban Minneapolis with two female friends of Wallace's, played by Mamie Gummer and Mickey Sumner. In a series of exquisitely orchestrated scenes, Wallace picks up on Lipsky's subtle sexual moves on Sumner and begins to seethe. Not all of The End of the Tour is so understated. The movie cooks up a bogus moral issue. Will Lipsky follow the crude orders of his crude editor and ask Wallace if he'd been addicted to heroin? It's a non-starter. And the pacing falters in later scenes, when Lipsky and Wallace are quietly enraged at each other. But even at its draggiest, the film makes you feel lucky to be in the same room as David Foster Wallace. And I was once, at his first big event, in 1996, at a packed East Village bar called KGB. He read two sections of Infinite Jest in an even, deadpan meter that made every absurdity sound utterly logical. I wish the end of the tour gave a sense of what it was like to hear Wallace read. The filmmakers cut away whenever he's about to. I know that prose can seem static and overly literary on screen, but I think Jason Segel could have used it as a springboard into the labyrinth of Wallace's mind. Why not show David Foster Wallace in the one arena in which he could be perfectly understood?
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.